Blackstone Audio presents The Midnight Road by Tom Piccirilli. Read by Donald Corin. 1. Flynn remembered the night of his death more clearly than any other in his life. The black details of it forced him from the wild slopes of his dreams back to the beginning of his pitch through the ice, down into the dark waters below and the midnight road beyond. There'd been a moment's premonition as he drove up the long, narrow curve of the shepherd's driveway to their mini-mansion, a faint whisper of what was to come. The storm had ended a half-hour earlier, but a heavy burst of wind had rattled loose a cluster of icicles high in the canopy trees. They slammed down against his hood so hard and unexpectedly that he overreacted and jammed the brake, his dead brother's 66 Charger going into a lissom power slide. He eased off the pedal and turned the wheel directly into the spin. They were the relaxed, familiar motions of someone who'd done a lot of street racing in his youth. The positive traction got the car straightened almost immediately. The tires hit a dry patch of brick and let out a squeal, like an animal cry of fear. His stomach tightened. It was the kind of bad vibe he usually made an effort to ignore. Before his death, he'd been an even bigger idiot. There were no streetlights here in this chic area of the North Shore, close to the Long Island Sound. Maybe it was a sign of wealth, having to wind your way through the night all on your own. He looked out the frosted driver's side window, seeing the world like watching a film noir, black and white, intensely sharp around the edges. From the moment he saw the two pale figures wafting like white lace on the snow-filled front lawn, meeting and parting and joining again in the moonlight, he had 50 minutes to live.